By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah, even the darkest night will end, and the sun will rise and shine, and the sun will rise and shine.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, you are watching Rise and Shine. And each and every single day we begin by listening to the glorious Quran, followed by the Naad Sharif of the greatest of mankind, the peace of our hearts and minds, the most generous and kind Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam. And as well as this, each and every single day we have a daily reminder, a daily hadith sharif, as well as our main topic. What is today's topic? I have already given a hint. Some people may have guessed, others wouldn't have, no problem. In fact, you can all take a guess, but it doesn't mean you will all be correct. Now, my dear viewers of Madani Channel, inshallah, do stick with us. You shall find out what today's topic is. Undoubtedly, today's topic is of essence. Today's topic is important, no doubt, alhamdulillah, as is each and every single one of our topics. Many of us would have experienced many things the last week or the past few weeks which have just passed, my dear viewers. Some of them would be good experiences, others, you know, some things which were possibly emotional. We may have even lost somebody in our family. For those that have lost somebody in their family, may Allah Ta'ala protect them from the difficulties of the Akhirah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive each and every single one of their sins and grant them Jannah, inshallah. Now, my dear viewers of Madani Channel, yes, some of us would have suffered many hardships these past few weeks. Some of us may have been happy by what transpired in the past few weeks. And for many of us, it would still affect us. It would still affect us, and we would be worried, we would be anxious as to what may be coming very, very soon. And my dear viewers of Madani Channel, do remember that whatever does befall us is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's by the choice of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, by the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And whether that's illness, it is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who had willed it. But remember, it is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who also grants shifa. It is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who also removes difficulties. It is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who removes hardships, my dear viewers of Madani Channel. So we all have hope. We all have hope. Yes, we can turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and we can ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We should do dua. This is another topic, my dear viewers. Dua is something we do not do. It's something we rarely, rarely do. Because firstly, when do people generally do dua? I think most of the time we would possibly do dua after our prayers, after our daily salah. This is possibly the only time people who do it. For those that understood that. But my dear viewers, sadly, many of us do not even pray our salah. If we do not pray our salah, we're missing out on something which is an obligation, which is farz, which is even more important. We're missing out. That's a problematic of itself. And also, we miss out on the opportunity to do dua too, my dear viewers of Madani Channel. Dua is mukhul ibadah. It is the brain, the essence itself. The brain is the essence. The essence of worship is dua. And when you've lost dua, it says you've lost everything. When you have dua, silahul mu'min, it's the weapon of a believer. When you have dua, you have hope, my dear viewers. You have hope, there's a chance, there's opportunity. Inshallah, you can do dua that, Ya Allah, whatever my difficulties are, Ya Allah, remove these. And inshallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shall accept our prayers. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept all our prayers, my dear viewers. We always begin by listening to the beautiful verses of the glorious Quran. So remember, be hopeful, be happy, inshallah, Azza wa Jalla. Whatever difficulties have befallen you, inshallah, Allah Ta'ala shall make them easier. Inshallah, Azza wa Jalla. Whatever worries you may have on your mind, try to think positive, think forward. Try to think how to, don't be worried about them, learn from the past. Anything which sad has befallen us, learn from the past. Learn a lesson from it. Don't allow it to hold you back, to keep you down. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all strength, grant us all perseverance, and especially in our deen, because this is undoubtedly the most important thing, my dear viewers of Madani Channel. As I said, we'll be moving to the glorious Quran. And remember, whilst the Quran al-Kareem is being recited, it is our duty, our job to listen to it attentively. First, let's listen to the glorious Quran, then inshallah we shall continue. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim.
Main Allah ta'ala ki panah mein aata hoon shaitan-e-mardood se.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.
Allah ke naam se shuru jo nihayat meherban rahm wala.
La ikraha fid din. قَدْ تَبَيَّنَ الرُّشْدُ مِنَ الْغَيِّ فَمَنْ يَكْفُرْ بِالطَّاغُوتِ وَيُؤْمِنْ بِاللَّهِ فَقَدْ اسْتَمْسَكَ بِالْعُرْوَةِ الْوُثْقَى لَا انْفِصَامَ لَهَا وَاللَّهُ سَمِيعٌ عَلِيمٌ.
کچھ زبردستی نہیں دین میں، بے شک خوب جدا ہو گئی ہے نیک راہ گمراہی سے، تو جو شیطان کو نہ مانے اور اللہ پر ایمان لائے اس نے بڑی محکم گرا تھامی جسے کبھی کھلنا نہیں، اور اللہ سنتا جانتا ہے.
اللہ ولی الذین آمنوا یخرجہم من الظلمات الى النور والذین کفروا اولیاؤہم الطاغوت یخرجونہم من النور الى الظلمات اولئک اصحاب النار ہم فیہا خالدون.
اللہ والی ہے مسلمانوں کا، انہیں اندھیریوں سے نور کی طرف نکالتا ہے، اور کافروں کے حمایتی شیطان ہیں، وہ انہیں نور سے اندھیریوں کی طرف نکالتے ہیں، یہی لوگ دوزخ والے ہیں، انہیں ہمیشہ اس میں رہنا.
أَلَمْ تَرَ إِلَى الَّذِي حَاجَّ إِبْرَاهِيمَ فِي رَبِّهِ أَنْ آتَاهُ اللَّهُ الْمُلْكَ.
اے محبوب، کیا تم نے نہ دیکھا تھا اسے جو ابراہیم سے جھگڑا اس کے رب کے بارے میں اس پر کہ اللہ نے اسے بادشاہی دی؟
اِذْ قَالَ إِبْرَاهِيمُ رَبِّيَ الَّذِي يُحْيِي وَيُمِيتُ قَالَ أَنَا أُحْيِي وَأُمِيتُ قَالَ إِبْرَاهِيمُ فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ يَأْتِي بِالشَّمْسِ مِنَ الْمَشْرِقِ فَأْتِ بِهَا مِنَ الْمَغْرِبِ فَبُهِتَ الَّذِي كَفَرَ وَاللَّهُ لَا يَهْدِي الْقَوْمَ الظَّالِمِينَ.
جبکہ ابراہیم نے کہا کہ میرا رب وہ ہے کہ جلاتا اور مارتا ہے، بولا میں جلاتا اور مارتا ہوں. ابراہیم نے فرمایا تو اللہ سورج کو لاتا ہے پورب یعنی مشرق سے، تو اس کو پچھم یعنی مغرب سے لے آ. تو ہوش اڑ گئے کافر کے، اور اللہ راہ نہیں دکھاتا ظالموں کو.
أو كالذي مر على قرية وهي خاوية على عروشها قال أنى يحيي هذه الله بعد موتها فأماته الله 100 عام ثم بعثه قال كم لبثت قال لبثت يوما او بعض يوم.
یا اس کی طرح جو گزرا ایک بستی پر اور وہ ڈھئی یعنی گری پڑی تھی اپنی چھتوں پر، بولا اسے کیوں کر جلائے گا اللہ اس کی موت کے بعد؟ تو اللہ نے اسے مردہ رکھا 100 برس پھر زندہ کر دیا۔ فرمایا تو یہاں کتنا ٹھہرا؟ عرض کی دن بھر ٹھہرا ہوں گا یا کچھ کم۔
قال بل لبثت 100 عام فانظر الى طعامك وشرابك لم يتسنه وانظر الى حمارك ولنجعلك آية للناس وانظر الى العظام كيف ننشزها ثم نكسوها لحما فلما تبين له قال اعلم ان الله على كل شيء قدير۔
فرمایا نہیں بلکہ تجھے 100 برس گزر گئے اور اپنے کھانے اور پانی کو دیکھ کہ اب تک بو نہ لایا، اور اپنے گدھے کو دیکھ کہ جس کی ہڈیاں تک سلامت نہ رہیں، اور یہ اس لیے کہ تجھے ہم لوگوں کے واسطے نشانی کریں، اور ان ہڈیوں کو دیکھ کیوں کر ہم انہیں اٹھان دیتے پھر انہیں گوشت پہناتے ہیں۔ جب یہ معاملہ اس پر ظاہر ہو گیا بولا میں خوب جانتا ہوں کہ اللہ سب کچھ کر سکتا ہے۔
صدق اللہ العظیم۔
صلوا علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وعلی آلہ وسلم۔ Dear viewers of Mandani Channel, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, you are watching Rise and Shine. Yes, Rise and Shine, my dear viewers. We have begun by listening to the glorious Quran. And Alhamdulillah, thumma Alhamdulillah. And as time is passing really quickly, subhanAllah, but we have accomplished something in that those who have been joining us each and every single day, those who have been joining us from the beginning, we have, alhamdulillah, listened to the first two paras of the glorious Quran. What do I mean by the first two paras, my dear viewers of Madinah Channel? The first two parts. I did mention quite a few times that the glorious Quran has 30 parts, and in the well, in our language, you can say, or according to many people which I've seen, we generally consider this to be called a para. I'm just not sure exactly which language it is, or to which possibly the Indian subcontinent it may be specific to. Nevertheless, my dear viewers of Madani Channel, but there are 30 paras, there are 30 parts of the glorious Quran. And alhamdulillah, Azza wa Jal, we are on the third part of the glorious Quran. So we have completed two. And in terms of the chapters, we are still on the second chapter of the glorious Quran. But inshallah, within this week, that shall also be completed very, very soon, my dear viewers. The second chapter, what is it? Well, I'll leave that to you. Many who would generally watch Rise and Shine each and every single morning would already know, inshallah, Azza wa Jal. Now, my dear viewers of Madani Channel, today's topic, the importance of time, inshallah, Azza wa Jal, to value our time. Let's move to the Naat Sharif of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam, and then we shall continue. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وسلم۔
عرش حق مسند رفعت رسول اللہ کی دیکھنی ہے حشر میں عزت رسول اللہ کی دیکھنی ہے حشر میں حشر میں ہاں دیکھنی ہے حشر میں عزت رسول اللہ کی لا ورا بل عرش جس کو جو ملا ان سے لا ورا بل عرش جس کو جو ملا ان سے ملا, بٹتی ہے کونین میں نعمت رسول اللہ کی, بٹتی ہے کونین میں نعمت رسول اللہ کی,
خیرات دیتا ہے خدا ہر وقت تیرے نام کی, جس کو ملا جو کچھ ملا جتنا ملا
صدقہ تیرا, بٹتی ہے کونین میں نعمت رسول اللہ کی,
وہ جہنم میں گیا جو ان سے مستغنی ہوا,
حاجت رسول اللہ کی, ہے خلیل اللہ کو حاجت رسول اللہ کی, دیکھنی ہے حشر میں عزت رسول اللہ کی,
اور ہم بھی کاری وہ کریم ان کا خدا ان سے
عادت رسول اللہ کی, اور نہ کہنا نہیں عادت رسول اللہ کی, دیکھنی ہے حشر میں عزت رسول اللہ کی,
ٹوٹ جائے
حشر کو کھل جائے گی طاقت رسول اللہ کی, حشر کو کھل جائے گی طاقت رسول اللہ کی,
اور اے رضا خود صاحب
ممکن ہے مدحت رسول اللہ کی, مجھ سے کب ممکن ہے مدحت رسول اللہ کی, تجھ سے کب ممکن
لیکن ہے پھر مدحت رسول اللہ کی، عرش حق ہے مسند رفعت رسول اللہ کی، دیکھنی ہے حشر میں دیکھنی ہے حشر میں عزت رسول اللہ کی۔
صلوا علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وعلی آلہ وسلم۔ ریویوز آف مدنی چینل، یو آر واچنگ رائز اینڈ شائن۔ اور ٹاپک ٹوڈے از دی ویلیو آف ٹائم، دی امپورٹنس آف ٹائم۔ اینڈ ریویوز آف مدنی چینل، سم تھنگ وچ آور لائفز ایوالو اراؤنڈ، اسپیشلی ویل ان دس ڈے اینڈ ایج ایون مور، بیکاز پریویسلی now clocks themselves had been invented a very very long time ago. I don't know the exact year or anything along these lines, my dear viewers, but I am aware, I do remember of seeing, mashallah, some of the inventions of the Muslim ummah, subhanallah, such that they would be, I think this was in Andalus in Spain, while Spain, subhanallah, the Muslims in Spain, my dear viewers, they invented many things. And amongst those was a, you could say, a clock. It was nothing to what we have watches or clocks nowadays, where it's ticking every single second and you're able to determine the exact minute. But, and this was a brilliant invention, subhanallah, there would be some sort of statues. And there would be 12 statues too. There would be 12 statues. And water would be gushing out of each statue. But depending on the hour of the day, so let's just say it was 12, then the one at, possibly you can just say the top, then the one which determined the 12, the water would be gushing out of that. So they were able to determine which hour it was. This was many, many years ago. And similarly, there are other things. In fact, this was much longer. This is over 2,000 or so years ago, my dear viewers. We went to a place in Pakistan known as Taxila. It's known as Taxila. And this is just next to Islamabad, the capital of Pakistan. And this used to be a capital over 2,000 or so years ago. Now, there we went to one place and there was, you know, the ruins of palaces and there was all sorts of things. But there was one place where, I don't know exactly how to describe it. There was a, you could say a sort of cross. It was a sort of cross, and people would just stand there. People would stand there. And there was a person who we met. We met one person and he was showing us around and he was telling us about the things. And he said this would be their form of a watch. That, now the subhanallah, we can take a look at our wrists and be able to tell the time, or our clocks, or even take our phones out and we would know of the time. Then people would possibly have to go to a particular location to find out the time. But they would stand at a particular area and it was such that the way the sun would reflect off a object which was placed in the middle, there would be some sort of object placed in the middle, and that would reflect off it in such a way that they would be able to determine the time. I'll just keep it simple like that. Allahu Akbar, because I don't know it very well myself, my dear viewers of Madani Channel. But even before that, we do know some people. Even in this day, it rarely we find some people who they're able to just look at the sun and tell you that this is the time. And they would tell you in accordance to the minutes, really. They would tell you, I think that person, he told us the exact, or possibly a difference of 1 or 2 minutes. So people, they have this experience, my dear viewers of Madani Channel, in terms of telling the time. And subhanAllah, I don't know how we got to the first clocks, but yes, we're talking about how everything in our lives evolves around time. Our watches, our clocks, this is what we are dependent upon and even more nowadays, because previously people would just go by day and night, the day and the night. So they would wake up, Fajr, Salat al-Fajr, they would hear the Adhan and this would awaken them. They would get up, they would read their prayer, their Fajr prayer, and they would work throughout the days, and they would then rest during the nights. This was every single day, this is what they would do. They would work through the days, they would rest through the nights. But nowadays, we don't really go by day or night. Because, for example, even if you were to consider this country, the United Kingdom, we're only having a few hours of day. Yes, nowadays, there's only a few hours of day. And in some places around the world, there are 6 months or so day, and then 6 months complete night, complete darkness. So we can't always, on an international level too, on an international scale, we can't always go by day or night. There has to be something interconnecting the entire population of the entire world. There has to be some sort of neutral time. And this is what GMT calls, but I don't know why I'm getting it is. But nevertheless, yes, our lives evolve around time. We wake up at a particular time. We'll have our alarm clock to wake up at a particular time. This is then we have breakfast time. And we have to be on time for work. We have to be on time for work. Or we have to be on time for school, for college, for university. And then we'll have a break time. We'll have a lunch time. And there'll be the school or home time, as some would say. The school ending time. Some would say it's home time, my dear viewers of Madani Channel. And there'll be for some time to go to the masjid, time to recite the Quran. I hope there is. And this is what we need to have if we don't have this. So we need to have time for this and time for lunch, time for dinner or supper, my dear viewers on the channel. And then sleep time. So everything in our lives evolves around time. And more importantly for Muslims, my dear viewers, because our prayers a very long time ago, our schedule, our prayers also evolve around time. How is this? There is Fajr time. There is Dhuhr time. There's a beginning time and ending time. Let's, inshallah, go to our daily reminder and then we shall continue. Sallu ala al-Habib. صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وسلم.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم. سيدنا غوث پاك and their altruism, their self-sacrifice in order to benefit others. A very famous waqia narrated by Sayyidina Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani themselves. They mentioned that once, whilst I was traveling, and due to their devotional and spiritual exercises, they mentioned that I was completely in such a state where I was in dire need of food. I was in starvation. And whenever I would come across food which was upon the floor, I would intend to go and pick it up and consume it. But then, when I would observe around me, I would see other poor people trying to do the same, looking for food just to consume so that they can relieve their hunger. Now, due to seeing this scene of the poor people, Sayyidina Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani mentioned that I would leave those pieces of food that it was rightful to take for them. Because of starvation, they reached such a stage where they felt that they would even pass away. They would leave this world. This is the amount of qana'at, the contentment that they had upon the will of Allah, but also the sacrifice, the hunger, the struggle and strive against their nafs. And what happened? They would leave this food for the people. And if we look at our own state today, my dear respected viewers, that food within our home and the delicious food and cuisines that we have in our home, what is our state today? We are constantly fighting that, why have you taken it first? And other in petty matters, my respectable viewers. So I'd just like to leave you with a message that Sayyidina Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani's altruism, their self-sacrifice for others, was so unique, was so astounding that today we are inspired. We are completely awestruck by such a personality even existed in the world. And their generosity was such that whenever any wealth came into their presence as a gift, they would give it to the poor people. And I would just like, my dear respectable viewers, for us to take this lesson that we should try to sacrifice what we have for the sake of other people. Remember, my respectable viewers, our beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam has stated, "Ad-dunya mal'unatun, mal'unun ma fiha illa ma kana lillahi minha." The world is accursed, and whatever it is within the world, this is also accursed, except for whatever is for the sake of Allah. And in another narration, the Prophet ﷺ is reported to have said, "Hubbu dunya ra'su kulli khati'atin." Hubbu dunya ra'su kulli khati'atin. That the love of the world is the head of all sins. So my dear respectable viewers, let us try and adopt this way of our pious predecessors to sacrifice our need for others and also to remove this love of the world from our hearts. May Allah give us all the ability to remember and act upon what has been said. Ameen bi jahi nabiyil ameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وسلم. My dear viewers of the channel, you are watching Rise and Shine, the importance of time. Yes, the importance of time, my dear viewers of the channel. Our lives evolve around time, our prayers. So as a Muslim, it is very, very important for us to be wary of time, because if we were to delay things, if we were to procrastinate, and some things, if we were to procrastinate, it would be a sin for us. For example, as I said, the prayers. If we were not to read our prayers at the correct time, at the time of prayer, then this could be a cause of, you know, a sin for us. Well, missing a prayer is a sin. There's no doubt about it, my dear viewers. So we cannot miss our prayers. Our prayers go by time. So again, the importance of time. And if you think about anything, you know, even days, this is time too, isn't it? So our Hajj is at a particular time. When we must give our zakat, the charity, the mandatory charity, this is also at a time after a Islamic year. So again, it's at a particular time. So everything evolves around time, and dear viewers. So undoubtedly, time is very, very important, it's significant. And this is something about which we shall also be asked on the Day of Judgment. There's a hadith sharif of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam, which states, "La tazulu qadama abdin yawm al-qiyamah hatta yus'ala an arba'in." Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam tells us that on the day of judgment, la tazulu qadama abdin, a person, he will not move his foot. He would not move any of his feet on the Day of Judgment, meaning he will not take a step on the Day of Judgment until hatta yus'ala an arba'in, until he has been asked about four things. An umurihi kayfa afna, he shall be asked about his life. How did he spend his life? What did he do? What did he partake? What did he take part in throughout his life? Number two, وَعَنْ شَبَابِهِ فِيمَا أَبْلَاهُ. How did he make use of his youth? His youth. How did he make use of his youth? وَعَنْ عِلْمِهِ مَاذَا عَمِلَ فِيهِ. He shall be asked about his knowledge. Did he act upon his knowledge? So the third question, And the fourth, وَعَنْ مَالِهِ مِنْ أَيْنَ اكْتَسَبَهُ وَفِيمَا أَنْفَقَهُ. He shall be asked about his wealth. From where did he gain this wealth? And in what or where did he spend this wealth? Four questions. From, if you were to just look at these four questions, my dear viewers over the channel, the first two questions, they both evolve again around time. That, how did he spend his life, and especially his youth? How did he spend his youth? Did he make most of his youth? Now, many of us, there would be many who are young, there would be many of those who are watching who are old. Some people who, you know, some will just say, yes, we are all young. There's no such thing as old. Age is just a number, whatever it is. My dear viewers of Madani Channel. More experienced people will say, rather than saying old, more, there'll be some who are more experienced, some who are more wise. Yes, with age comes wisdom. But this is something we must ask ourselves. That we have had all of this time. How old are you? Are you 10 years old? You've had 10 years. Yes, even for youngsters. I'm even speaking to youngsters. You must make the most of your time. If you're always playing on the consoles, you know, you're getting new consoles coming out nowadays too, my dear viewers, and they always have been. If you're always playing on your phones, yes, youngsters are even given phones. They're given tablets. They're given laptops. They have the TV screen in front of them. You're watching TV. But you should be careful what you are watching. Because if you're watching useless things, kids who are always watching cartoons, they're always, and kids will wake up in the morning, they'll watch cartoons. And they will continue to watch it. And, you know, sometimes they leave the house, they think, okay, you know, they're possibly watching it. For this is what people will think. They, you know, it's okay, they're watching it for a little while. You return 5 hours later, they'll still be watching it. What are those kids doing? They are wasting their time. What have they done which was productive? Have they done anything productive? Your life, my dear viewers, is built up. Your life is built up of seconds, minutes, hours, days, months, years. Six things come into my mind right now. This is what our life is built up of. Seconds, my dear viewers of the channel. Many seconds, minutes, and hours. So imagine you are watching something which is, you think it's only half an hour. This is half an hour, or maybe even an hour. People watch movies which last 2 to 3 hours. 2 to 3 hours some movies last. So people are watching these movies, they are watching these dramas, they are playing these games, and they think only half an hour. But half an hour is a lot. And when this is to build up, now, nowadays the consoles, nowadays they have a time, you can go and you can check the time spent. You can check the time spent playing this game. And this is something that parents should do. Parents should, if they do have consoles, parents should show their children this. That when you are playing a game, the kid just thinks, no, okay, I'm only just playing for a bit. They will play the entire day. But there are stats. You can check the games, there are stats. And on these stats, it will tell you the total time. I don't know the exact words because Allahu Akbar, I was a child, I think, when the last time I saw such. Allahu Akbar. But I know that there is this information there that you've been playing it for so long. It tells you how long. And really, it will come as a shock to even the children who themselves are playing. If the parents will show the children this, the children themselves would be shocked. They would see that, I probably thought I play 10 minutes, 20 minutes a day, half an hour a day. And when they take a look at this, it will not just say that you played it for this many hours. It won't just mention, and people will think, days, what, I've played it for days? But really, my dear viewers, not even just weeks, but months. Months, and this is not showing that when was the first time you played this. it's been this many months. No. But rather, what this is doing, what this is showing is all the time you've actually been playing. This is just one example of consoles, games. That all the time you've actually been playing, this is all added up. And you've been playing, it's as if you've spent an entire month non-stop, without taking a break in between, without eating in between, without sleeping in between. But it's been this many months. This is what it accumulates to. This is what it all adds up to. You're probably playing, you know, an hour a day or something. But over time, what does it accumulate to? What does it amount to? It amounts to possibly months. And an hour is nothing. People play a lot more than an hour. Parents need to think about this really. That we ourselves, we regret, oh, I wish I made most of my time. Parents say this. I say this. Who doesn't say this? We all say, I wish I could make most of my time. We're not like the awliya of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, although may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us from amongst them, make us lovers of them. Where it's mentioned about, as the Imam Jarjani rahimahullah ta'ala, that he would not even eat solid food. He would mash the food, he would have it mashed. And then he would drink his food. He would drink it. So just for example, nowadays you have some sort of cereals in the morning where you can crush it and you can drink it. Very easy. Why? Because it saves him time. He says, within that time, I have saved the time of 90 tasbihat. I can read 90 tasbihs. I can say subhanallah, 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 90 times. He has saved his time. He has made the most of his time. This is the awliya Allah. Yes, we should try to emulate them because they are examples, they are our role models. But my dear viewers of Madinah Channel, we also must think that, you know, we can't get to that level. That's fine, eat your food. Nobody's saying you have to do such. But also think, you know, there's so much time I'm wasting throughout my day. What do I do in the morning? I'm waking up late. Why am I waking up late? So I'm waking up late, I'm spending this extra time sleeping. In fact, I have some stats here, my dear viewers of Madinah Channel. And these were for quite a few years ago. They were for quite a few years ago. But it said that the average person, he lives for 78 years. 78 years. Now, nowadays, average life expectancy, is it still 78 years? Even if it may be, think about it. Think about it. You think of your own family. Because this differs with the difference of generations, with different families, with different people of different backgrounds. Some last longer, some don't last as long. And you need to think of your own family. Keep this person, think of me, myself. You think of you. Think of your family. I will think of my family, generally in our family. This is how long people live. Just imagine whatever that number may be. Nowadays, what, 50s, 60s, if we're lucky, 70, 80, rarely we get more than that, my dear viewers. Very rare we get more than this. But it said that the average person lives 78 years. Now, if a person was to live 78 years, let's just say a person lived to be 78 years of age, then, 28.3 years. 28 years he would have used sleeping. 28 years he would have spent sleeping. This is when. This is approximately 30%. So this is when you're sleeping about 7 hours a day. So now we need to ask ourselves, how many hours a day are we sleeping? Are we sleeping 7? Are we sleeping 8? 7 to 8 hours we should sleep, between 7 and 8 hours. But if we are sleeping more, if we're sleeping 9 hours, those who are very young, they need more sleep, that's fine. But how much more sleep? If you're sleeping 9 hours, if you're sleeping 10 hours, if you're sleeping 11 hours, sleeping 12 hours. Yes, people sleep for 12 hours every day. If you were, let's just say you were to sleep 12 hours a day, each and every single day. If you were to live 70 years, I'm trying to do the maths in my head. 70 divided by 2 is 35, and then plus 4 because 8 divided by 2 as well. That's 39, let's just say 40 years. If you were to sleep 12 hours a day, which is the 24 hours is in a day, the exact half of that is 12. If you were to sleep 12 hours every single day, this would be approximately 40 years, my dear viewers, mashallah, of your life spent sleeping. Just imagine this. How old are you? Are you 10 years old? You've probably spent 5 years just sleeping. So really, you're not really 10 years old, are you? You're actually just 5 years old. Well, are you 20 years old? Are you 15 years old? Are you 25 years old? Are you 30 years old? If you're 30 years old, you've spent about 15 years just sleeping. Yes, it sounds, now we think about it, Salah, wow. I may think to myself, wow, I've spent all of these years sleeping. Now, whilst you were sleeping, what did you attain? We all love sleeping. Who doesn't love to sleep, my dear viewers? Sleeping, sadly, is something which is a necessity, something which is needed. Yes, it's needed. But changing it from, let's just say, if there's 24 hours in a day, if we were to sleep 8 hours, then 8, 16, 24, this is a third of the day. Then this is a third of our life spent sleeping. So you would say round about a minimum nowadays, because people rarely sleep less than 8 hours. Yes, you do get people who will sleep 7 hours, 6 hours, 5 hours, but it's majority of the people that sleep about 8 hours, my dear viewers of Allah, inshallah. So now we need to think out to ourselves that a third of our life is spent sleeping. What do we attain in our sleep? It said sleep is the sister of death. Yes, because what's the difference? Other than one may be snoring and the other one wouldn't. But otherwise, really, what's the difference, my dear viewers? The sleeping person and the dead person, there's no difference. So this is your, which is called your life. Half of it you're giving away to death. Meaning half of it you're giving away to sleep. If you are sleeping too much. And this is just one thing. Too much sleep. Let's go to our daily hadith sharif. And then inshallah there is much more to be said. And we will continue with these. You could call them stats. These statistics. Inshallah azza wa jalla. Let's move to our daily hadith sharif. صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وسلم.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, in today's hadith, we're going to learn a dua that the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam would make very often. And this dua is something that we can implement in our day-to-day activities, in our day-to-day lifestyle as well, and try to memorize this dua as well. The hadith is mentioned in Sunan Abi Dawood that the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he would make this dua, Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min ash-shiqaqi wan-nifaqi was-su'il akhlaq. Which means that, O Allah, I seek protection from you from disunity, hypocrisy, and evil character. So if you try to memorize this dua as well, implement this and try to recite this whenever we supplicate in the court of Allah. Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min ash-shiqaqi wan-nifaqi wa su'il akhlaq. And from this dua, we can understand that disunity, hypocrisy, and evil character are traits which are bad. They are something which is bad in Islam, something that we should try to avoid. And Islam is a way of life. Islam teaches us how to live life at its full. And that is by not having disunity amongst our family members. Unfortunately, today we see that many families, they have family discord, and brothers are not speaking to their own brothers, sisters are in discord with their own sisters, there's issues going on in the family, domestic abuse, these type of problems. And Islam is completely against that. Islam encourages that we unite the family, that we unite people, that we join and mend relations and not break off ties with anyone. In terms of hypocrisy and evil character, this is things which are even known to be bad amongst even people who are non-believers, people who are non-Muslim. They also accept the fact that hypocrisy and having an evil character is something which is bad. And Islam came to remove this illness of evil character, remove this illness of hypocrisy, and make people become good human beings, good citizens, people who are civilized, and people who bring goodness to the community. So we as a Muslim, inshallah, try to make a benefit towards the community, a good impact, a positive impact through one's character, through one's akhlaq, the way he deals with people, the way he looks at people, the way he talks to people. They should all be on a very just and civilized manner, something that people are attracted towards. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam. My dear viewers of the Madinah channel, subhanallah. Just reading out some stats, mashallah, we do actually have our guest too. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Mashallah, my dear viewers of Madinah channel, this is our respected and honorable, mashallah, all the way from South Africa, our respected Amiruddin Bhai. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless him. Jazakallahu khaira for joining us. Now, Amiruddin Bhai, I want you to listen to this too. Inshallah, before I do come to you, these are some statistics, Amiruddin Bhai, that if a person was to live 78 years, they say that 78 years is the average life expectancy. If a person was to live 78 years, 28.3 years would be spent sleeping. 28.3 years, and this is 30%, about 7 hours of sleep, you can say. 10.5 years would be spent working. Our work, 10.5 years would be spent working. Well, that depends on the number of hours we are doing. So many people are doing 10 to 12 hours, and that would shoot up to about 30 years or so just working. 9 years, Amiruddin, by 9 years spent on TV, television, or social media. 9 years. 6 years spent on the daily chores of the house, the chores. 4 years eating or drinking. 3.5 years education. 2.5 years, a person, you call it grooming, meaning cleansing oneself, looking after a person's own health, etc. 2.5 years shopping. 1.5 year in childcare and 1.3 years commuting, going from one place to another. Amiruddin Bhai, this leaves us with about 9 years. Your views on this, Amiruddin Bhai?
You see, when we talk about time, we look at your leisure time. You know, there's one hadith, beloved Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam mentioned, use five before other five. And yes, one of it is use your leisure time before you get occupied. So some of these times that we use is inevitable. But the leisure time is where we can make maximum use to get close to Allah, Almighty Allah. But you find many times, even for this time when you got leisure time, people say, relax, we have all the time in the world, but do we really? You may relax if you are confident that you're going to die with iman and afiyat. Are you fulfilling your responsibilities in ensuring that you and your family are preparing for that final destination? And obviously, we love our family. Are we really concerned about the final destination? Are you unconcerned that by neglecting the preparation for the hereafter, this may result in them being cast into the fire of hell? And the famous ayat, Almighty Allah is saying, O you who believe, save yourself and your family from that fire. Now, how do we save ourselves and family? That means looking at the reality of time. And the very simple thing in Surah Asr, I know you must have heard this many times, where Almighty Allah is swearing on Asr. And Asr means also a period of time. Some scholars say it's time. So if you look at it as time, Almighty Allah says that I swear by time. And then the next part, that mankind is in a loss, except the one who believes and does good deeds and advise each other to truth and to patience. Like in Surah Al-Jinan is mentioned, ye zamane ki qasam beshak aadmi zarur khasare mein hai magar jo iman laaye aur unhone acche kaam kiye aur ek dusre ko haq ki taqeed ki aur ek dusre ko sabr ki wasiyat ki. It means Almighty Allah is saying he's taking an oath by time to bring our attention to something very important to show how enormous and noble is this creation of time. Can we afford to lose time? And Hazrat Imam Shafi'i radiallahu anhu has mentioned that this surah Asr emphasizes on time. If it was the only surah sent, it would be sufficient for mankind and be enough. And here's what motivated him to say this. Because you look at this surah, it is reinforces one of the most beautiful qualities of the Quran. That means in short verses, it gives it's pregnant with so much deep meaning. If only one reflects upon the surah, well, it will paint a crystal clear picture for mankind, for all mankind. That means you in this dunya, you've got people of various cultures, and they interpret the reality of life and the reality of time in different ways. The people who follow the dunya, they say their view is this: live for as long as you can and enjoy your life as much as possible.
Yes.
That is why you find many people, even the kafir, they celebrate birthdays. So they say, it's one more year to enjoy this life. No, well, but for this surah tells the Muslim something else. It gives them the Muslims their bearing. It's not about how long you manage to live, because that is predetermined. Because Almighty Allah says, he's swearing, he's saying, mankind is at a loss. Essentially, we are on a clock. That means from the moment we are born, the minute the time is clocking, the time is counting the day. And every minute that is passing. And look at this. We look to succeed in this limited time that we have. Every moment the time is being cut. And one scholar put it very beautifully. He said, our lives are short but important. In the counted sand of this hourglass of time, our eternity is being determined. Imagine that every grain of sand that comes from the hourglass, that is your breath, it leaves and it will never come back to you. Now, this leaves us, doesn't this leave us in a hopeless situation? But Almighty Allah still, He gives us. He says, but what Almighty Allah says, إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لَفِي خُسْرٍ. Indeed, man is at a loss. But Almighty Allah gives us hope. He says, well, if a human will say, okay, you chose to neglect me, you're a loser, carry on, bad luck, see you later. But no, Almighty Allah says, إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. That means the Almighty Allah says, except those who believe, who have done righteous deed, who advise each other to the truth and advise each other with patience. That means we have a chance as Muslims. So this is the recipe of success. This is your roadmap to Jannah. That means use this time profitably. Don't be a loser. So what happens is sometimes people just let go. They worry about and the world sweeps you by. That means you go. It's like going down a water slide. You keep going down and down and down, then you step into the water. You don't gain anything. So what we have to do, we have to believe, we have to do righteous deed, we have to advise each other on truth and advise each other with patience, regarding patience. This is very critical. And if we want to be successful, we are told blank point. First of all, you have to be a mu'min. That's number one. And then this has to be transferred into action. That means if you're a mu'min, you believe in Allah, you have to be obedient to Allah. That means whatever Almighty Allah has made obligatory, we must love that and do it with love. That means in reality, that means our heart, that means if we have the love into our hearts, the love of Almighty Allah, this heart will pump this love into every part of our body. And it will radiate into action that will please Allah. Remember, as you said, our lives are short, but it's important. And in the counted sand of this hourglass, our eternity is being decided. But humans, as human beings, we chase the dunya. We are distracted by the real purpose of life. Therefore, we don't use this time properly. We use most of our time, and history has proven, chasing after wealth, chasing after power, chasing things that are not going to benefit us. And we think that we have become successful. But if you gain everything and we have lost Allah, remember, you are the biggest loser. You can gain the whole world, But if you lost Allah, therefore in this surah, Almighty Allah is swearing on time. That means, imagine the same time that Allah has given us to use profitably, the same time, at the same time, this time is also a witness of the tragedy of the human beings. It's also a witness. So thirdly, when you come to about truth, Almighty Allah says that we must be active, like how we do Madni Dora, inviting people towards goodness, preventing evil. This is actively doing things to bring people to the right path. So we must give dawah, we must do Madni Dora. And obviously, the people who are lost, we need to show them and guide them. Obviously, we have to be guided ourselves. And then Almighty Allah in the surah talks about patience. That means what this tells us, actually. It tells us that whatever we do in life in this time, Almighty Allah is going to test us. When He tests us, this is actually the love of Almighty Allah to give us the opportunity to have patience. And with patience, the more we have trust and tawakkul in Allah and know that everything is from Almighty Allah, with this time, our life in the dunya becomes more profitable. And lastly, I want to give this point, there's a beautiful ayat in Surah Hadid, verse 16. And Almighty Allah says, it's very beautiful. Kya iman walo ke liye abhi wo waqt nahi aaya ke unke dil Allah ki yaad aur us haq ke liye jhuk jaye jo nazil hua hai. Has the time not yet arrived for the believers to submit the heart to the remembrance of Allah and for the truth that has been revealed? Imagine, so viewers of Madni channel, stop feeling that we still have all the time in the world to decide and plan our future. Almighty Allah again says, has the time not come for you to submit your gracious Lord Allah Azza wa Jal? So may Almighty Allah give us tawfiq.
Amir al-Din Bhai, what would you advise youngsters, children?
Very simple. The thing is, connect with Madni channel. Spend the time not watching a useless thing. For youngsters, it's in English. And imagine with Madni channel, your eyes are not seeing sinful thing. Your ears are not seeing, hearing sinful thing. You are seeing, and this is one channel that when you watch, you are getting blessings. So if the parents are really worried about the future of the children, instead of giving them games, etc., make them sit in front of the Madni channel. But they will only do that if the parents themselves sit and watch. If they are not and they are watching other things. So during the holidays, this is the best thing. And there's so many things to occupy. And I'm talking about profitably and so much to learn. And how simple. Be in your lounge or in your sitting room and watch Madni channel for the youngsters. This is because, as I said, it's in English. So you've got no excuse. And you can learn so much. So my advice to my viewers of Madni channel is use this opportunity of learning about our deen before it's too late. But as you know, many people, obviously, you find that because they're so occupied with dunya, that they got no time to even pray. So imagine you watch Madni channel and you get warning about the punishment of leaving salah, punishment of all the sins that we do on day-to-day life. And we have so much inspiration in the talks given by the Muballighs and even like Amir al-Sunnah's Madni Muzakira and whatever he says. And Nigran Ashura's talks and Haji Abdul Habib. All these are personalities that motivate and have motivated millions. So if you want to benefit, sit in front of Madni channel. And inshallah, that's the way you'll be successful.
MashaAllah, JazakAllahu Khairah, MashaAllah, for blessing us, for giving us your time. Amir al-Din, may Allah Ta'ala keep you happy, inshallah, Azza wa Jal. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. My dear viewers of Madni channel, that was our respected Amir al-Din Bhai. From South Africa, yes, Alhamdulillah, Azza wa Jal, they have given us some time. Speaking about time and reviews, so many very important lessons. Inshallah, Azza wa Jal, we shall come back to this. Let's move to our kalam of the day. And then inshallah, Azza wa Jal, we shall continue. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam.
Ya Nabi, Ya Nabi, Ya Nabi, Ya Nabi, Ya Mustafa khairul bara, Ya Mujtaba khairul bara, Ya Mustafa khairul bara, Ya Mujtaba khairul bara. Tum zaati khuda se na juda ho, na khuda ho. Tum
ذات خدا سے نہ جدا ہو نہ خدا ہو اللہ کو معلوم ہے کیا جانیے کیا ہو اللہ کو معلوم ہے کیا جانیے کیا ہو
مجھ تبا خیر
البرا یہ کیوں کہوں مجھ کو یہ عطا ہو عطا ہو یہ کیوں کہوں مجھ کو یہ عطا ہو عطا ہو دو کہ ہمیشہ میرے گھر بھر کا بھلا ہو وہ دو کہ ہمیشہ میرے گھر بھر کا بھلا ہو
یا نبی یا نبی یا مصطفی خیر البرا یا مجتبی خیر البرا
مٹی نہ ہو برباد پسے مرگ الہی مٹی نہ ہو برباد پسے مرگ الہی جب خاک اڑے میری مدینے کی ہوا ہو جب خاک اڑے میری مدینے کی ہوا ہو
صفا خیر البرا یا مجتبی خیر البرا یا مصطفی خیر البرا یا مجتبی خیر البرا
منگتا تو ہے منگتا کوئی شاہوں میں دکھا دے منگتا تو ہے منگتا کوئی شاہوں میں دکھا دے جس کو میرے سرکار سے ٹکڑا نہ ملا ہو جس کو میرے سرکار سے ٹکڑا نہ ملا ہو
یا نبی یا نبی یا مصطفی خیر البرا یا مجتبی خیر البرا
آتا ہے فقیروں پہ انہیں پیار کچھ ایسا آتا ہے فقیروں پہ انہیں پیار کچھ ایسا خود بھیک دے اور خود کہے منگتا کا بھلا ہو خود بھیک دے اور خود کہے منگتا کا بھلا ہو
صفا خیر البرا یا مجتبی خیر البرا یا مصطفی خیر البرا یا مجتبی خیر البرا
شاباش حسن اور چمکتی سی غزل پڑھ شاباش حسن اور چمکتی سی غزل پڑھ دل کھول کر آئی نئی ماں کی جلا ہو دل کھول کر آئی نئی ماں کی جلا ہو
یا مصطفی خیر البرا یا مجتبی خیر البرا یا مصطفی خیر البرا یا مجتبی خیر البرا
یا نبی یا نبی یا نبی یا نبی
صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وسلم. My dear viewers and inshallah, you are watching Rise and Shine, and today we are talking about the value of time. Yes, my dear viewers of the channel, make the most of your time. Simply, those statistics, they are something which really does hit a person. It does hit a person, my dear viewers. You know, think, 78 years, what do we have left after all of the tasks? 9 years, subhanAllah. 9 years, this is all our life is, 9 years. Look at a nine-year-old kid, a nine-year-old child, my dear viewers. And just think, that's really, you know, you can live 70 years, you don't get past that 9 years. Meaning, 9 years full of life, full of living, experiencing. And much of that is just wasted. Allahu Akbar. It said that ni'matani maghbunun feehima kathirun minan nas. That there are two blessings, two benefits which people are deceived by, people are deluded, they don't understand. Well, one is siha, is health, my dear viewers. We think that health shall remain forever. We think we shall always be healthy, we shall always be good, we shall always be strong. One is siha, and the second is al-firagha. The second is free time. We think we have free time, but there's no such thing as free time. Remember this. There is no such thing as free time. One person was asked, what's the biggest mistake we make in life? And he said that the biggest mistake is we think we have time. That? We think we have time. And one person says is, your time is limited. That the time you have is limited. Why are you trying to waste it? Why are you trying to waste it? Living somebody else's life. Allahu Akbar. My dear viewers of Madani channel, this is all we are doing. There are other people we are seeing and we think this person has so much money that I wish to live life like that too. This person has this, I wish to be like this too. It's very simple. When it comes to secular things, when it comes to money, when it comes to luxury, look at those beneath you, those who have less than you. Be satisfied with what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you. And when it concerns religion, deen, your belief, look at those above you. Look at those who are better. And then think, wow, I need to improve myself. I need to do better. These are the things we should be asking ourselves. And again, to repeat those, if a person was to live 78 years, then he's spending 30 to 40 years on his sleeping. 30 to 40 years have been spent sleeping. 10 or so years are spent working. And said that 50% of the people, the majority of the people are not happy with the jobs. If you were to go around and ask people as to who is actually happy with their job, with the work they're doing, nobody is. Well, I wouldn't say nobody is, but it said 50% or so are not. That's half the population, 50%. But half the people are not even happy with their jobs, with what their jobs are. And 9 or so years, my dear viewers, 10 or so years spent watching TV. Really, do you wish to waste your time watching TV? Learn. We need to learn. We're lacking education. Our youth, generally, overall, we are lacking education. People would regularly read. And people would be able to... And this is something which is very, very important. I don't think there's enough scientific backing for it as of yet, but it's something which has been proposed and makes a lot of sense. That whilst we are always watching TV, when we're children, we're always watching cartoons. All these cartoons, we're always watching movies, dramas, etc., etc. This is affecting our memory. This generally is said, Islamically too, that committing sins affects a person's memory. So those people who are struggling at school, they fail to remember things. They're not able to retain the things they are reading. One of the problems for this is that we are committing sins. And it's also said that whilst you are watching TV, whilst you are taking, because remember, whilst you are watching TV, whilst you are playing these consoles, you are taking information in. This is information. You'll have a computer, you have a hard drive in the computer. And as you save things, you transfer things, you download things, you begin to save things, then your hard drive begins to become full. There's no more space left, there's no more memory left. Similarly, our memory is affected by all the information, taking huge amounts of information in. Visual information. Taking all of this information is in, it is affecting our brains. So if we are to refrain from such things, then inshallah azza wa jal, our memory will be stronger. We will have a stronger memory too, my dear viewers, inshallah. And the majority of the time, whatever we are watching on TV, majority of the time, if it's random channels, it is sin. So, my dear viewers, please be very, very careful. One thing we need to refrain from sins, time is up, my dear viewers, inshallah. I would like to leave you with a saying. Please do try to remember this. It said that time is free. It doesn't cost anything. It's completely free. Time is free, but it's priceless. It's priceless. You can't own it. You can't own time, but you can use it. You can't keep it, save it, but you can spend it. And once it's lost, you can never get it back again. Remember this. Time is free. It doesn't cost anything. But time is priceless. Everybody, if they were to gather, everyone in the world was to come together, bring all their wealth, all the wealth in the world, they would not be able to purchase an extra second. Nobody would be able to purchase an extra second, no. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, please do make the most of your time. And for parents, please make sure your children are spending their time wisely. Everything works in a balanced way. You should keep balance in life. Alhamdulillah. What comes first? A deen comes first. A religion comes first. Those things which are contrary to the religion, to the deen, to the teachings of the Prophet ﷺ, those things should be put aside. We should refrain from those things. Because doing anything other than the deen, other than those things which are in accordance to the deen, in harmony to the religion, performing these acts is making proper use of our time. And I would say seek education. Learn. Firstly, learn about what? Learn about your deen. Learn about the history. These things, you know, you could keep your children busy with such things too. Learn about the history, the stories of the prophets. Teach your children these things. Ask your children, do they know the story of Hazrat Adam alayhi salatu salam? Do they know the story of Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu salam? The story of Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu salam? Do they know these stories? Not what they're being taught at school, because they are being taught things at school too. And we need to think, those things which are taught at school, do you ask your children? Are they in accordance to our deen or are they contrary to them? Inshallah, this is something we shall touch upon again sometime during this week, inshallah. My dear viewers, please do remember to watch Rise and Shine each and every single morning, inshallah. And we shall be returning tomorrow morning, just as we did today. But for now, continue to recite salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It said that the closest person to be to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on the Day of Judgment will be he who recites the most Durood Sharif. So why don't you at home have some sort of little competition? Take out 10 minutes or so. Let's see, all of you take a counter if you have one. Take a tasbih and see, let's see who could recite the most Durood Sharif. At home, do something like this. Let's see how many names of Prophets you know. Write this down. And if you do something, keep yourselves engaged with the deen. That's all for now. We shall be returning tomorrow. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah, even the darkest night will end, and the sun will rise and shine, and the sun will rise and shine.